That's got to be one of the best driving songs ever.
That is great.
If you're out on the road and you got an open lane and you got that song on, hell yeah.
You don't have an open lane this time of day, though.
Ever.
Unfortunately. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Give me five. We play five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
You know, it's kind of weird. I didn't think I cared this much, but when I heard way back in 2009 that they weren't going to make Kodachrome film anymore, I was sort of bummed. I was like, oh, man, all my family pictures.
Is that because of digital pictures?
I guess. Yeah. Nobody cared anymore. So it was on this day at Rock in 2009 that they stopped making Kodachrome. So I thought we'd do film. Songs about film.
All right.
Pictures, whatever, on Give Me Five today.
Sounds good.
In dishonor of that occurrence.
That is at 5 o'clock. We have People Are Dumb on the way. You ruined the inside of your car. I have a pretty new car.
Oh, no, you... No.
Ruined it.
No. I kind of did with my Mustang, dude.
Oh.
I spilled something in the seat, and it smelled for the rest of the time I had it. A couple years.
Oh, no.
Yep.
That is in the 4 o'clock hour. We have What's Up with Florida on the way. I don't know if you heard the latest on Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, fighting. Fight. What is that, celebrity death match?
Is there any way they could both lose?
Yeah!
Because that would be great.
I think we could arrange that.
And we have your tickets to join us at Disney California Adventure.
That's right. That's sometime between now and 4. I looked up at the non-existent clock.
Same.
Yeah. I finally, you know, it's not been working for 2 weeks.
Worse than not working, it shows the wrong time.
Off and on, different weird times. Yeah. Which in radio, it's like if you're
it's kind of important.
Surgeon like we are and you don't have your scalpel, it's sort of hard to do your work. So I just unplugged the damn thing now.
I like it.
So I have no idea what time it is.
Let's toss it out.
All right. So sometimes, yeah, let's do it.
Let's smash it.
We can break it on the radio. I would love to do that. Anyways, between now and 4, is that the right time? I can't see the
yes,
time.
Yes, it is.
I got Disneyland tickets for you on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What's Up with Florida, one of our favorite features.
What is going on with that state? Is it the heat? Is it the sunshine? Is it the water?
Every day there's a crazy story that comes
literally
out of
literally every day.
Today's nearly naked Florida man arrested after multiple hit and run crashes. A Florida man wearing only socks and a small covering wrapped around his waist. It's like, what do you call?
A loincloth?
It looks like a cover-up. I think for a woman that's at the beach or swim.
Oh, a soiree.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. That's a party, I think. But
that's what he's got wrapped around his...
sarong? I don't know.
He's got wrapped around his waist.
Yeah, not enough, buddy.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said the SUV was speeding and struck multiple cars. A Florida Fish and Wildlife officer tried to pull over the driver.
Well, he's like, you know what? I mean, that's my job, but I'm going to stop this guy. I'm going to shut this down.
Identified as 22-year-old Stephen Peterson of Port Orange, but he did not stop the car.
Of course. That's his... Of
Can
course.
You imagine no. the Florida Fish and Wildlife going, I tried to call to pull the guy over, but I just...
I mean, imagine you're sitting in your car, and it gets sideswiped, and you look, and it's like a nude dude. I mean, it's like, come on, man. Why am I in Florida?
The SUV then drove onto Old King's Elementary School property and drove around the running track before getting onto Old King's Road.
No, nothing weird about that.
Socks and a wrap. Sheriff's officials said Peterson then drove into a landfill and into a wooded area.
Well, at least he's in the landfill. That's where he belongs.
Deputies went up to the car, told Peterson and his passenger to get out. They wouldn't.
Wait, who's the passenger?
There was a woman that was a passenger.
Oh, really? What was she wearing?
She was dressed.
Oh, well, that's funny.
I don't know.
The other way around, dumbbell.
I don't understand that. Apparently, and then they were going to, you know how you have to frisk everybody to make sure that they don't have weapons?
Sure, yeah.
So there's a guy standing in the woods with socks and one of those wrap-ups around his waist. And this is a really quick clip, and somebody else is yelling something over it. So I'm going to tell you what it says first.
Okay.
He says, do you have any weapons? And then the guy's like, no, that's just a wrap. Please don't check there.
Please don't check there.
Leave it alone. Listen.
We have not checked the vehicle yet.
Please leave that there. It's just covering my junk. Please leave that there.
You know what? I'm with him on that one. In this one instance, I agree with him.
We have not checked the vehicle yet.
It's just covering my junk. Please leave it there.
I would have so many questions for him. Like, why socks and not shoes?
What? Why not put the sock somewhere else?
Why not just go full nude?
Right, just exactly.
You're not wearing any clothes.
If you're going to go for it, go for it.
Right, that's what's wrong with Florida. Go, step it up.
Get naked.
you've not seen U2 live, you have to.
Yes.
You have to at least once.
That is a fact. U2 USC will agree with that. It's one of our guys that sends us stuff all the time.
It's true.
Dude, were you smoking marijuana in the bathroom? Because you've been coughing up a storm.
I have been coughing a lot.
What's going on?
Well, I'm moving.
Right.
And I went to clean out just a few last boxes out of the garage.
Oh, the garage.
Put them in my car.
Okay.
Drove to the new place.
Right.
Went inside, ate, mm-hmm. spent a little bit of time, and then I thought, you know, that stuff's kind of dirty.
The stuff you brought from the garage?
It's still in my car.
Yes. Right, okay.
It's kind of dirty, so sure. I should probably clean up.
Right.
And get it out of my car.
Yeah, I usually do that within a month or so myself.
I was covered in dust. I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to take the boxes out, mm-hmm. and some of the papers fell out of one box.
Were they classified?
They were not. Zero classified.
Right.
And there were about three spiders.
Oh, no.
And about, I don't know, 5 to 1 million other bugs. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin used to make fun of folk who were scared of spiders, but then he got bitten by a brown recluse and had, how long was it?
It was 6 months, and I had to have a skin graft off the side of my head. So now I'm petrified.
Sure, understandably so.
So now I start thinking, oh my God, so my car
is full of spiders.
It's full of those boxes and stuff, and it's
Raiders of the Lost Ark in there.
Yes.
Exactly. Holy cow.
So I finished taking the stuff out, yeah. and I went up and took a shower.
At least you didn't bring the boxes in the house or
and
something.
And I washed my hair like three different times. Sure. I was like almost going to rip it off my head. I knew there were bugs in it. I just knew it. Oh, my God. And then I...
There is one right now on the side of your head.
You shut right up. And then I went out again, and there was a box that I'd forgotten.
Ah!
And so I put that out, and then I thought, all right, I need to shower again.
Yeah.
So I showered again.
Right. And then you're particularly clean today. That's nice.
And then this morning, first thing this morning, went and got it detailed. Had all of the carpets cleaned and everything.
Did they say, what's with all the bugs in your car,
they
sir?
They didn't really
There's a lot of spiders.
Say that, but
it's crazy.
It was...
Wow, and that's your new car.
That's my... I probably had that car for 3 months.
You've been hanging out with, what's his face from Everclear? Did he buy you a new life? You got the new house.
He did not,
new car.
He did not.
What is going on with you and
well,
Art?
Here's what I'm saying is that my car is... I almost had to set it on fire. I was 1 second from setting my car on fire.
They didn't say anything when you had a detail as to whether or not
no.
there were lots of insects.
No, I wasn't there. I went someplace else and then came back.
You let them deal with it.
Yeah. I went and took another three showers.
Well, at least it's clean. I mean, it's good. You know,
is
we're talking about ruining cars.
Is
in
it?
Your brain, it's probably
in
forever
my brain,
right.
I'm
exactly.
thinking, well,
which is almost as bad.
What if one of those spiders
got away,
climbed into one of the corners? And
sure, like they do. They
of
love
course.
To do that, especially in cars and vehicles.
So that car's ruined for me now, even though I had a detail.
Dude, I have this Mustang that I loved. My favorite car I ever had, a 93 5.0. Just the best car I ever had. Kept it pristine shape. When I turned it in, you know, to sell,
mm-hmm.
they were like, wow, how have you kept this car so incredibly...
Because you loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for one thing.
When you don't love a car...
There was one thing. I was
except for one thing.
Driving some food home, and I didn't realize that it was a little thing of soy sauce, and it had popped.
Soy sauce.
And I was thinking, wow, this smells really good, man. I'm looking forward to this food 20 minutes from now when I get home, all over the passenger seat. Impossible to get out.
Yeah.
From then on, my car smelled like soy sauce. It sucked. It was awful. Actually knocked some money off the resale of it.
Because it smelled.
Yeah, because they're like, yeah, it smells like soy sauce.
All right, we're looking for non-accidents.
Right.
You ruined the inside of your car. 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, my wife agrees with you. She just texted me. She says, you need to set your car on fire.
Set my car on fire?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, for sure. You ruined the inside of your car, non-accident related.
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
Greta Van Fleet really going for, like, you know, the big song. I love that. What's so damn funny? Sitting over there
your
giggling.
Computer?
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Our computers are lock us out.
They lock us out.
And then we have to, like, do calisthenics. And we get a secret code from the military. And then there's a spy balloon that goes over top. And it unlocks it.
The clocks don't work. But,
Sorry, you were just saying.
Yeah, so new Greta Van Fleet. Such great stuff there called Meeting the Master on KLOS.
I was talking about moving
and
taking...
set this place on fire.
Taking the last couple of boxes out of the garage to the new place and leaving them in my car for a little bit. And then... coming back out and realizing that the car was full of spiders and bugs.
Oh, my God. Dude, my wife said you need to set your car on fire.
I do. I need to set my car on fire.
You mean you had it detailed today?
I got it detailed today, and still I don't have any confidence
definitely
that there's not
lots of creatures in
yes.
there. Yeah, so set it on burn it.
And you know how you're driving and you just feel like yeah. something on your leg or whatever? Now it's just heightened.
You're going on the 405, you're going 70 or whatever, you feel a little bug, you
right.
think,
that's right. Unless you burn it, that's the right thing. All right, so you ruined the inside of your car. You have a story?
I was working at a construction site, and of course, at the time, I was the guy that went to go and get all the drinks, food, and all that. So I went to the convenience store, Circle K. I was looking for the 2-liter bottles or 1-liter bottles. Couldn't find any, so I ended up buying everybody in the construction shop site a bunch of cups of sodas.
Fountain drinks.
Literally around the corner from the construction site, and they spilled all over the inside of my car.
All of them did. All of them spilled.
Yeah, all of them. I hit the brakes too hard, and they spilled all over. It had a mixture of Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, horchata, so it smelled for weeks like horchata.
Yeah, when that happens, the best thing to do is get a straw. You can actually suck that stuff up, and it tastes
what?
Delicious. Yeah, with carpet.
Did your construction friends go lick it out? After they
excuse
ate?
Me, sir?
I'm saying the car.
Oh,
the drinks,
I see.
For the drinks. When they were eating.
Some sort of payback.
No, he went on a food run. All right.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
I had a bottle of bleach in the back Ooh. Seat of my car, and it spilled all over the carpet. Didn't realize it for a couple of days.
It didn't smell. It didn't smell strongly.
No, that was the weird part. It didn't smell bad or anything like that. And it.
I guess you're just used to like bleaching bodies to get rid of them, so you're probably used to the smell.
I'm not gonna admit to that over the air. Completely ruined the carpet in the back seat.
Wow.
I got rid of the car.
Oh, really? Did you push it off a cliff?
Yeah.
Did you set it on fire like I'm going to?
No. That would have been a great idea, though.
Right on, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So there was this dispensary when I was working in Venice that was close to my work. And so I went to the dispensary, and they had this marijuana soda.
Mm-hmm.
And it was blue, so I got a six-pack, and I put it in my, I left it on my passenger seat. Mm-hmm. And then when I got out of work that evening, it was really hot. The glass exploded.
Oh.
And it was blue all over my car.
Oh.
And glass and everything.
Part one,
I lost the soda.
Yeah.
That's when you set your car on fire when there's weed in it.
Exactly.
Right on. Yeah, you can smoke your car. Right on. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Non-rec related, you ruined the inside of your car. I ruined the inside of my car. I'm probably going to have to burn it down. So that's the topic.
I am willing to help you destroy your brand new car with fire, my friend.
You ruined the inside of your car?
Oh, yeah, twice in 1 week.
Wow.
How'd you do it?
Well, I had a propane blowtorch in my car,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I dropped something on it and opened the nozzle full blast.
Oh,
and
wow.
It just filled my car with propane overnight. And when I opened the car in the morning smoking a cigarette, there was a little implosion.
Oh,
and have you seen that video where the guy is smoking in his truck and it blows out the truck doors and all that
right.
stuff?
Right,
no, but that sounds wonderful.
Imagine that a little bit less violent,
really.
And yeah, singed hair, fireball and everything, burnt kind of the inside of my car.
All right, you said twice. What was the second?
Yeah. Well, I just filled my car with gas, and it broke down like 5 days after that implosion.
I wonder why.
I decided to take a 5-gallon bucket and take all my gas that I could out of it. And while I left it in the car for my buddy, and it ate through the plastic of the bin that I used, and it just drenched the whole back seat.
I think in another universe, an alternate you apparently blew yourself up in your car.
Yeah, right? It's like, it's trying to match up timelines right now. I'm saying it's a butterfly.
This is all user error, though, for sure.
A little bit.
All fuel related.
Yes,
yeah.
No kidding.
Wow.
So just fire and fuel twice in a week. That's all.
Right on, man.
I love fire.
Yeah, fire.
Same.
Fire. Yeah, fire's cool. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo,
yes.
First and foremost, you guys make my day really good.
Thank you.
You make a lot of people's day really good, so I'm speaking for a lot of people.
Thanks,
so,
man.
You talk about things that are spilt in something that happened like in a car.
Yeah, you ruin the inside, yeah.
So this is 1985. I'm 11 years old. We're at a Ram Cowboy game at the Anaheim Stadium. And the whole thing was, hey, Tracy, go long. So they would throw the football, and it would just run and bounce out, and I'd get the ball, and I'd be stopping at all the tailgates, and people would be giving me food and whatever. So they, you know, they kept saying, "Hey, go long." Well, what they were doing when they were saying "go long" is, if you can imagine, at a 1981 Volkswagen bus, they had a BONG.
Yeah, they were.
Sure.
100%. So they do the go long, right? Hey, you know, that's what they call it later. But
just to get rid of the kid?
Yeah.
So I'm coming back, and now I see cops at the VW bus. And I see the BONG on top of the bus.
Right.
So long story short, couple guys got a little simple ticket, you know, whatever. The BONG spilt in the cop car.
In the cop car.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not had spilled bong water, I had one house that literally the carpet in one room was just covered in spilled bong
water.
That
seems bad.
It's nasty.
Did you blow the house up?
I should have. I could have. Right on us.
That's still ever.
Awesome, dude. Thank you for calling, man. That was
you guys
beautiful.
Rule.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So I collect bourbon, you know, like as a hobby. And I bought this really expensive bourbon. It's like an antique collection from Buffalo Trace.
A lot of bourbon.
You're talking about bourbon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I came back, the cork popped open, and it, you know, exploded all over the inside of my car. And so to this day, that was like about a year ago. To this day, when it gets really hot in my car, it still smells like that good juice.
That, you know, is right? Exactly what my car did with the soy sauce. Anytime it was hot, it really smelled like
soy
sauce.
But does it smell good to you or no?
Oh, it smells delicious.
It would smell great, but if you get pulled over...
Yeah, true.
Your car's
I had to explain that because I actually...
Sure.
One.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, it. Yeah. It spilled in your car, right?
They took me out of the car. They breathalyzed me.
No, and
is, I missed out on that bourbon.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the worst part is you lost the bourbon. Was it expensive? Yeah. Really? You said it was really expensive.
You know your bourbon. It was George T. Stagg. It was like a $900 bottle.
$900 bottle.
Damn.
Wow.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks for calling. That's what we're talking about. Ruin the inside of your car somehow. 818-955-KLOS. We're going to take the flamethrower to Kevin's new car. We're going to burn it because it had a spider or 27 in it, and they might still be there.
Homie in Newport Beach says, you can just dust the inside with a flamethrower. Just a quick dusting spray.
I'm willing to give that a try. I am.
Seems like bad advice. We are talking about you ruined the inside of your car. Hello.
Me and my friends were driving in my Chevy Blazer, and we thought it was sand by the water, but it was actually water with a bunch of moss covering it and dirt. And the whole vehicle went completely underwater. Well, up to water, like to our waist.
Oh, man.
We managed to get out of there, but when it dried, the smell of dried pond scum. Totally ruined it.
And that you don't get. There's no way of getting that out of a car. It is impossible.
I know. It's so bad.
Wow, that's awful. Dude, thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're talking about you ruining the inside of your car.
Yes, sir. For my son's, I believe it was 12th birthday, I was picking up Mexican food. Tray of carne asada, tray of chicken, tray of rice, tray of beans.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to pick up the tray of beans, the aluminum was really flimsy, and half of that tray fell out of the beans. It just
Damn
fell into
it.
The bottom of my back seat carpet
Damn
and
it.
All over my arm, and it was burning.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
burning.
Crazy hot.
So I was screaming for about a good couple of minutes. People came out, thought I was getting murdered. till this day, my son is going to be 28.
28, so 16 years later.
Right.
To this day, every summer, my car smells like beans and it makes me hungry when I'm driving.
So you have to stop and get more Mexican food every time.
Pretty much.
I like
pretty
it.
Much. That's
I like
kind
it.
Of the way it goes.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I got two stories for you.
All right.
The first one is I was taking my cats to the vet and I had them in paper, carriers.
Right.
And they peed in the car.
Yep.
So, because they were freaking out.
And at least cat smell, at least cat pee doesn't really, 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 really stink.
Oof.
You gotta love ammonia. Yeah.
Especially when it gets to be 100 degrees in the car after you get it all out.
Yep.
And, so I had to deal with that and for like 4 years, and then I got rid of the car. The second one where I work in the summertime, there's a lot of spiders. So if you leave your window cracked a little, they tend to get in. So one time I got in my car the next day and I look over at my passenger window and there's this huge web with a spider on it. I thought it was on the outside, but he was on the inside. So I rolled the window down.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Throw my book out. I knew you'd appreciate that one. So that's what you need to keep an eye out for. In the morning, they build their webs.
All right.
They're looking outside.
All right, easy. You're not helping.
Huge-ass spider.
You are terrifying poor Kevin.
You are not helping. You go straight to hell.
That's why I held on so long. I had to tell you that. And it was the worst, man. They were like,
all right, we've heard you. We've heard enough of you. Be gone.
Have a great day. Love you guys.
And now the man singing.
Give me five.
And now Kevin singing. Singing that
songs in a row.
Yeah, there you go.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
So you actually wrote this out all proper, like, I got to find
tell
this
us your heartbreaking story,
piece of paper. It was on June 22nd, hey, that's today, 2009, that the Eastman Kodak
mm-hmm.
Company announced mm-hmm. that it's going to discontinue the sales of Kodak Chrome color film.
Well done.
You know, all those 50s pictures, all your grandma and the, you know, Christmas pictures, all on Kodachrome, all of it.
So the theme is film or pictures.
Yeah, to herald the end of that particular. Well, you know, so you have to clearly play Kodachrome from Paul Simon. Clearly, that's a must. But what else you got? Pictures, film, 818-955-KLOS, or hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
The Bloomberg Gossip. Give me five. It's songs about pictures and film. And who are you?
This is Bruce from Redondo Beach.
And you have a suggestion for our precious little Give Me Five?
Yeah. Van Halen Dirty Movies.
Hello. It's Give Me Five.
Hey, how about Girls with Sound Like Duran Duran? I mean, you'll play that or not.
You know, I usually play that in the morning. Hey, Kevin, tomorrow, you want to hang out with me at that place that I'm usually at in the morning?
Nope.
Come on! Party with me, man!
Nope. I sleep in the morning. Every morning.
No, we're talking late night. That's just on Fridays. Just Friday night.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. I think he's lying. Who are you?
It's Dave.
Dave, you've asked for Duran Duran. It is happening now.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi there. It's Give Me Five.
Songs about film because Kodak killed Kodachrome on this day in 2009.
I was thinking King Celluloid Heroes.
Oh, good one, man. That's awesome. You know,
I think Ray Davies just had a birthday recently.
Yeah, and they're doing a new video, and they're asking for people to send in pictures of themselves. So that actually kind of ties in perfectly.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they want to take your old picture of you from a long time ago and put it in their new video.
Oh, okay. Well, I got some old pictures of me.
There you go.
I have some terrible old pictures that are hilarious.
We'll find them on social and send in your photographs. And here is Celluloid Heroes. Who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, thanks for calling, man.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man robbed woman at gunpoint, then asked her on a date.
Well,
it was the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. He held his gun up to her and said, give me your money.
Give me your money.
And then he thought, well, yeah, she's pretty hot. She's kind of my type.
You want to go on a date?
Listen to this.
Police say last month, outside of a home on Harlan Street on Indy's southeast side, a woman was out checking her mail around 4 o'clock in the morning after her work shift when a man, police later identified as Damian Boyce, approached her.
Damian, blah, 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 blah.
Pointed a gun at her and stole $100 in cash from her. Afterwards, Boyce allegedly asked the victim, with the gun still pointed at her, if she had a boyfriend, and then asked if she would add him on Facebook.
What is happening in that guy's mind?
Here's my, give me $100. Hey, here's my name. You want to find me on Facebook?
Court records show Boyce pointed out his profile to the victim and watched her at him, saying he would pay the money he stole back to her.
Why didn't he just give it back to her? He's promising to pay
it. Yeah, I gotta go buy a lot of booze. I'll be right back.
He then fled the scene on a bicycle.
That guy's got everything.
That guy is a winner. Winner, chicken dinner.
The probable cause affidavit shows that same day the two exchanged Facebook messages. Boyce saying, look, just know I'm gonna pay you back. It's an expletive way to meet, but expletive. You is too pretty to rob. The victim replied, I believe you, man. I could tell you're sweet. Times just get rough. I know that. Boyce sent more, saying, I feel like a total expletive. I swear I got you. What's your Cash App tag? or you could send it when I'm ready. Then continued, for real, I'm expletive, we had to meet up on them terms. Come chill with me. I swear I'm not on that type of timing. The victim replied, I do have a man. You know I can't do that, LOL. I wish you the best, though. Court records show Boyce was charged with armed robbery Wednesday.
How about that?
I'm sorry, hold on. Halfway through that, my jaw just dropped. I'm like, are you kidding me now?
It's exceptional because she kept texting him
back. Yes, and cheerfully. Like, yeah, you know.
LOL.
It's a gun. It is America. They're very used to guns all the time, 24/7.
He takes her phone.
$100.
With a gun at her head.
Yep.
Goes to his Facebook page, or hers, and then adds him.
Here, look, this is
me, if you don't mind.
And then, Facebook. I mean, that I can almost see. Because insanity,
I can't even
four
see
in the morning, he's a psycho, he rides away on his bike. But, Ox, she starts talking to him.
Yes.
Like everything's normal. Like they met in a. And then he's like, oh, I feel so dumb. What was I thinking? Robbing you. I'm sorry, you're hot. You shouldn't be robbed. Only ugly, hideous people should be robbed.
They had an entire conversation the next day.
And she's like, if I didn't have a boyfriend, man, you know,
I mean,
you're pretty
she didn't
cool.
say that.
Damn near. I mean, why do you talk to him?
I don't know.
Bloody hell.
I don't
what
know.
What is going on? Wow.
People are dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In our upside-down world, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are actually talking about fighting each other UFC style.
And possibly a $100 pay-per-view?
Yep.
I think if I get a couple of friends in, I would watch.
And you want to see them both go down, right?
I know, exactly. I don't want either one to win. I want them both to die.
And what's up with Florida? A guy in an SUV sideswiped a couple of cars, drove around the track at an elementary school, and when they finally found him, he was nearly naked. He only had socks and a bikini cover-up over his junk.
And we were very disappointed, because if you're going to do that sort of thing, always go naked.
Right. I mean, you got to go the whole way.
Be nude.
Right. And then people are dumb. A guy robbed a girl at gunpoint and then asked her out on a date.
And, you know, that always goes over well. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Let's party, man. Let's throw everybody out and just party, man.
We are closing down Disney California Adventure Park for the second year in a row, August 24th.
Celebrating 100 years old Disney.
And we have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will give them to you right now if you're caller 25-818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry, interested in going to Disney California Adventure Park?
Heck yeah.
You are caller 25.
Awesome.
Sherry, are you at work right now?
I am.
Are you supposed to be on the phone winning tickets to Disneyland?
It does sound like she's talking softly.
Probably not.
Well, we need you to get up on your desk and scream and yell and cheer.
No.
Not going to happen.
Come on. Well, kick the desk. Kick the phone off your desk.
Congratulations. You got tickets, four tickets to the night that we're closing the park, August 24th.
Awesome.
Congratulations. I don't know why I'm whispering.
Thank you so much.
And we won't tell your boss, we swear.
Thank you.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you'd like to go, we'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dwayne Riverside.
Hey, Dwayne, you're caller 25.
Bing, bing, bing.
Really?
Yep.
Bitchin'.
That means you get four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to hang out after the park is closed? Like, thought about, you know, sneaking around and doing that sort of thing?
Actually, I work at the park.
Oh, really?
What?
So you go find the people that are doing that.
I work telecom.
Then people must do that all the time, I'm guessing. Or try.
Well, I think they have dogs. I don't.
Well, let that be a warning to you people. Right? Unless you win tickets from us like you just did, they're going to bring the dogs after you.
Oh, this is amazing. Golly gang, this is swell.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting down the park on August 24th, and it's just going to be our listeners. And we will give away four tickets right now if you would like them. So you and three friends can go. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Become a 25. You will win. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Antonio.
Antonio.
You are caller 25, Antonio.
Check you out.
You got to be kidding.
Not kidding.
It's a fact. Hashtag fact.
Have you been trying to win the tickets?
Oh, my God. For weeks. Hold on. I gotta pinch myself. I don't believe it. I am not dreaming.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Hold on a second. I got to ask, what did you pinch?
My arm. I'm driving around.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to be sure. Yeah.
Hand check.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hit me.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. No, it's dangerous, but...
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS is the reigning combat poker champions.
Oh, you're not playing blackjack, so I take the hit me back.
No, it's poker.
I don't even know her.
We want you on our team this year. Our team captain, it says here, is Kevin Ryder.
Woo!
That's a mistake. If you want to keep the crown, that's not the way to go.
What about the tiara?
It's going to happen July 15th at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. You can register now at 955klos.com/poker, and you could win part of over $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Yeah, go register, man. Come play with us. The reconstructed Chris Cornell taking on GNR patients there. So if there's event planners, I believe in Moore Park, it's called 317-317 Studio. And if you go in there, you might hear KLOS playing. And that's all thanks to Ash. And we just want to thank you, Ash.
What a great choice, Ash.
You rule, Ash. Unbelievably. Ash. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Thanks for doing that. And if you're listening at work, let us know. And maybe we'll send you some free stuff. Ash, go outside and see if there's free stuff sitting out in front in the parking lot. There's definitely not. A certain artist playing 10 sold-out shows at the Paramount Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, had a bunch of riders for the backstage crew. No white lights on stage. He only works in color, and the moment he leaves the stage, close the curtain. There's no encore. It was on this day in rock in 1956. The artist was Elvis Presley. TSA didn't even exist yet. But on this day in rock in 1970, Pete Townsend was late to a Who show in Atlanta because he had been waiting to board a plane in Memphis for so long. He made a joke about having planted a bomb on the plane, and then they searched the aircraft and asked him a few questions for a few hours.